Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6. Wheels Car of the Year.
There goes Andrew Symons. And when he gets him, he's too big for any cricket ground.
You are kidding. He's got to go. Well, he's a freak, Symons, an absolute freak. That is a catch that only a special fieldsman can pull off.
Well played. 50 to Andrew Symons. Under pressure. The MCG in front of 80,000 fans. Stood up when the pressure was really on.
He has it. Andrew Symons has it. And what a way to get it. A maiden Test Match 100 for a dream entertainer.
You little beauty.
There's the 100 for Symons. His third one-day international century.
Down the ground this time. That'll be six again. That's out of here. Gee whiz. Andrew Symons. That's three in a row. And he keeps thinking to himself, go fetch him.
100 for Andrew Symons too. What a summer. Roy the Destroyer is on the mark.
In the air. Oh, Andrew Symons doesn't drop him.
Yeah, welcome to Sports Day, and we'd love to be opening the show talking about how magic round was over the last 3 days, and we will do that a little bit later on, but we woke Sunday morning to the devastating news of the death of Andrew Symons, age 46. Again, like so many people we've seen of late, especially in the cricketing world, way before their time. Badge, we both know Roy, knew Roy.
Yes,
had a bit to do with Roy, and woke up Sunday morning, it was... again, it was one of those things like Shane Warne. I had to look surreal. Twice to see whether someone was playing a joke or whether the news was actually correct. So, yeah, sad news.
I think the message that I got was from you or Woogie and on our internal messages, and I was a bit shocked. I thought, oh, please, no. So, of course, it's been a couple of days now or a day and a bit. And, yeah, I it's funny, you don't realise until you lose someone that if you've had a connection to them or you know them, just how those memories start flooding back. And I met him a bunch of times, a hell of a nice bloke and do anything for you, but he played in an Origin Legends game with us in 2011 at Mark Geyer and co.
That was arranged, Parramatta Stadium, wasn't it?
Yeah. He was absolutely thrilled to be there, absolutely loved. And I loved playing, the fact that I was playing with one of my cricketing heroes. But yeah, he was ripped right in, loved it, and we'll talk a little bit about that.
Brian Fletcher tells a story that he ran up and he was going to run into Roy, and he just thought, I'll take it easy, he's a cricketer. And he said Roy got up underneath his ribs, and he said, and absolutely cut him in half, smashed him. He said, this guy's serious.
Yeah, he was serious.
He ripped
serious.
In, didn't he?
Oh yeah, he had
well,
a bit
he took
of a,
everything on like that,
he,
didn't he?
He had a bit of a scuffle with Benny Elias, do you remember?
He did too, yeah.
I think Benny jumped up and did like a Desi Hasler bear hug tackle on him, and Roy didn't like it, and you know, he thought it was dead set State of Origin serious, and he was, you know, if there's one bloke that Queenslanders don't like on the footy field in Origin, it's Benny Elias. So he was doing the right thing by his whole state by having a crack back at him. Loved it.
Yeah, great memories there. Some of his some of the action while playing for Australia, both at Test and One Day level. He was a master at the One Day level.
Made a
century at Test level, and just when he thought he was working Test cricket out, he sort of got to the end of his time. We're going to talk to Ian Healy about Andrew Symons. Had a fair bit to do with him.
That stuff with Harbhajan Singh and the Indian cricket. Yeah. Well, that all really, really hurt him. Left a bad taste in his mouth.
Yeah. We are going to discuss Magic Round. What a 3 days it was. Great work by the NRL, what they put on at Suncorp Stadium. I think everyone agrees that Brisbane probably is the correct place for Magic
despite
Round.
Despite the weather, despite the rain, that ground was in still great shape again on Sunday.
Amazing. And the fans, they're the ones that have got to be applauded. Chris Nelson, we'll talk about his weekend in Queensland Racing. We'll have the Kia Top 7 from all the great action over the weekend. Don't forget, you can text us anytime, 0457 736 736. This is Sports Day for the all-electric Kia EV6 Wheels Car of the Year.
Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6, Wheels Car of the Year.
Yeah, welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. What a great weekend it was with Magic Round. Some tremendous performances, both individual and also team. Couple of upsets, I think. I think there was especially one upset that I was actually glad to see the coach get a victory. And We'll talk about a lot of our, if we had our own awards for Magic Round Badge, we spoke about this last week. I think the NRL need to adopt some awards over Magic Round. Everyone had a great time. There was great to see along Caxton Street and coming into Suncorp Stadium. And we're lucky enough to be there, Badge, over the weekend. Just all the different jerseys. Yeah, just a real big game, grand final type atmosphere.
But people that turn up, you know, that are happy to watch a day of games or 2 days or 3 days. Honestly, I can watch a game, maybe two, and I'm done. I'm sort of, okay, I can't, unless it's my team playing. But some folk, the mad footy lovers that know more about Scott Sattler's career than Scott Sattler does, they can watch every game. Well, they could watch all of your team sats, which would mean all 8 games.
Now, if we want to look at the Magic Round player of the round, now, instead of one player, let's look at the best back, best forward. Has anyone stood out for you in backs?
Yeah, well, there were a few of them, of course. I called some games with Adam Reynolds, of course. I thought he was outstanding for the Broncos. Hasn't he been?
Seemed like so
amazing.
Far away, didn't Thursday it? Friday night, that amazing night. Win by the Broncos.
Very, very good. I thought young Sam Walker and Joseph Suwali were very, very good for the Rabbit, as was Luke Keary. That combination, all of a sudden, it worked.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, we went, it's not working.
Well, Kira's just getting some, I mean, he's 10 weeks in from a knee surgery now.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Jaden Campbell, his return to the NRL.
I didn't see much of that, but I kept looking up at the screen. I was inside at a function after I'd called a game. He made some great, some good carrybacks with it. From
outstanding
the kicks.
And was a danger every time he touched the ball and was the one that smoked Ben Hunt in the extra time to set up the last try.
Yeah.
Jerome Luai was amazing for the Penrith Panthers. Best forward, I thought Kikau was good. Reuben Cotter was amazing.
Wasn't he?
For the Cowboys last night.
He's built more like a second rower, isn't he?
Yeah.
Can't he run?
Yeah. Papali'i, your man from, or both Papali'is.
Yeah, well, Josh was on the winning side for the Raiders, and Isaiah for the Parramatta Eels. He scored a couple, didn't he?
Did,
and he
yeah.
was right on the ball. He was very good. I thought Pat Carrigan was quite good.
Isaiah Yeo is
Friday night
overall Dally M leader again after another strong performance for the Penrith Panthers. What about tries?
Well, there were some great tries.
Magic
there was,
try
there was
of
a
the
real
weekend.
Standout, I think we'll get to. Selwyn Cobbo's intercept. Have a listen to this.
The last play, Walker. Here he goes! Here he goes! Here he goes! Nobody will stop him. They will stand and scream him home. Cobbo has a hat trick. Adam Reynolds, Selwyn Cobbo, and 40,000 screaming Broncos fans.
Three tries in one half.
Can't he run? Jeez, he can go.
He's beautiful to watch, yeah. What about these first try? What a way to score the first try in the NRL, your first try in the NRL. You're a front rower, or you're a makeshift front rower.
Yep.
Reuben Cotter, when he broke through after an offload from the hooker, Reece Robson.
And now the offload. Cotter's into open space. Here comes Dearden in support. He looked the wrong way. He dummied and went himself. He's going to score under the post. A front rower's gone 60.
And Reuben Cotter has scored the try. Have you ever seen a front rower run that far for a try at that speed?
No, I don't think I have. maybe Lazo could have done it.
I saw Danny Wicks from Newcastle score a try like that one
with
day.
With the big chest out.
Yeah.
But he looked the wrong way, as Mark Braybrook said in commentary. So I don't know why Stafford Toa took a dummy to no one and sort of didn't get him. And next thing you know, he was in space and still going.
Yeah.
Just amazing stuff. Mitch Moses on the losing side, Parramatta, did his very best to get them home. He played some good footy, including this.
Moses, a very skinny short side, and dinks a kick ahead. And a second kick, Moses!
Yeah, it was outstanding.
It was.
Two efforts, two kicks. But I think I thought Selwyn Cobbo's was the best try of the weekend, the intercept, until the last game on Sunday, which we covered for NRL Nation. It was Murray Tuilagi, who was being basically thrown into the third row of the Western Grandstand by Jackson Hastings, and then he produced a pass back infield to Scott Drinkwater.
Drinkwater to Holmes, now Tuilagi for the corner, covers there, Hastings, great tackle, he's kept the ball back on the inside, Drinkwater backing up. I have no idea how Murray Tuilagi was able to get the ball back on the inside to Scott Drinkwater for the first try of the game.
He was falling out with two defenders on him, Murray Tuilagi. and he popped the ball up somehow, and it landed in the arms of Scott Drinkwater. It was amazing. And I know in commentary on one of the TV channels, they were saying that is the greatest pass they've ever seen for a try. And then straight away compared it to Benji's flick pass. Remember this from the 2005 grand final?
Marshall skips away. Marshall skips away. Marshall's still going. Marshall's got Richards coming up outside. Now inside. Richards pursued. He pushes Jensen away. Pat Richards. Pat Richards has scored a magnificent try.
You know the difference?
Given the occasion, I still think Benji's is
amazing. Benji's is something that he did every week at training.
Yeah, and he didn't need to even flick past
skill,
that.
It was just a skill that he had. And both he and Pat Richards, they practiced, and the wingers practiced that with Benji. Yeah. Murray Taulangi's was...
So Taulangi versus Benji, or Taulangi versus Mark Gasnier off Greg Inglis in the centenary test.
Smith is looking around for Thurston. He finds him. Thurston chips it. He has flown outside the dead ball arena and raked it back into the waiting arms of another Australian.
Only special players can produce special plays. That was amazing.
In the centenary test.
What is the crowd, the reaction?
So we've got the centenary test, we've got the 2005 grand final, and we've got the magic pass on Magic Round. They're three of the greatest ones we've ever seen.
Outstanding.
Maybe we don't need to pick a winner.
Yeah. Now, really quickly, the magic win of the round. Which team do you think had the best win?
Oh, absolutely the Raiders.
That was a big win. That was a massive win against the Sharks.
Against the Sharks.
Absolutely.
You're going all right.
I think for me, it was the Brisbane Broncos to keep the Manly Seagulls scoreless. Yeah, an amazing effort by the Brisbane Broncos.
They were very, very good. Manly, atrocious.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Magic Round from the weekend. That's the NRL update for Polaris, Australia's number one selling side-by-side brand, 21 years in a row.
Sports Day, Sports Update.
And Badger Gold Coast Suns, they claimed another big scalp after beating Fremantle Dockers 69-33.
There was a bit of disappointment in our house. We don't follow the AFL at all, but the young fella from next door was his mum is from, she goes for Fremantle, she's from Perth, and he was going to the game to be in the halftime game, which I believe they didn't win either. So a lot of disappointment, but you know, they just go out and have a kick around for 10 minutes. But yeah, the Suns, they're going good, aren't they?
It's a long time since I've seen in the male version of the game that I've seen a score that low, 33 points by one team.
Not great conditions.
Tough conditions, yeah. And they've, what's that, Carlton and Swans now that the Suns have beaten.
Swans just last week.
Now, Ballarat bound, the Suns, on May 21. If you want to go and watch that game, they're playing against the Bulldogs, Western Bulldogs, and tickets are on sale at ticketmaster.com.au. This is Sports Day for the all-electric Kia EV6, Wheels Car of the Year.
Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6, Wheels Car of the Year. Now on Sports Day, time for the Kia Top 7. The biggest moments from the weekend in sport. For the all-electric Kia EV6, Wheels Car of the Year.
I'm going to jump right into this, Scotty Sattler, and start with, the Raiders, who got the jump on the Sharks yesterday, and they were never headed.
And now it's a chance. Now it's a try. Now it's Hudson Young going all the way. They finish with an exclamation mark.
Just on that, Badge, I love the reaction from Ricky when Hudson Young took that intercept and he was riding him home down the sideline.
That got him home for sure, didn't it?
Yeah, now we heard some of the great tries over Magic Round, and number six in our Kia Top 7 is one of those, the Mitchell Moses try for Parra versus the Roosters.
Moses, a very skinny short side, and dinks a kick ahead, and a second kick, Moses!
Yeah, and the plenty of great tries scored, and we mentioned a few of them before. Panthers were just too good for the Storm, and the Storm had some excuses with injuries, but Penrith, I don't think anyone would have beaten them on the day, and it included this great try for kick out.
Cleary. Kick out! Oh! Magnificent! Billy Army kick out! It's a try!
He says his teammates have been ribbing him, saying he doesn't get off the ground. He like a little hop and stuff, and about he never gets. And he said, "I'll have the last laugh this week."
He was outstanding.
Yeah, he was.
What about his try off the crossfield kick? Jumped high, turned his back, knocked Marion Sevi over in midair. It was like a perfect fullback or winger's taking the high ball. Yeah. It was outstanding. Number four in the Kia top seven, he was outstanding for the Roosters, Sammy Walker. And he basically showed why the Roosters are still a top four threat.
Now Walker, chipping over the top. There's no one at home. Walker! Sam Walker has lit up Magic Round again.
You would have loved that badge, knowing that the fullback, Clint Gutherson, he was up at marker. About 20 metres out.
I see it all the time, don't you? And Sam Walker saw no one at home. He strolled through to get that. No one got near him, did they?
Oh, I love there was just no script to it. He just looked up and saw no fullback and said, "I'm just going to give it a go."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this game was an absolute ripper between the Titans and the Dragons. It went to golden point and they came up with this, the Titans.
Campbell got away from Hunt. He's scored.
It was outstanding finish. Yeah. Jaden Campbell was just outstanding. We said earlier on, he's the one that footwork on Benny Hunt off the scrum with, you know, I think it was about the ninth minute of Golden Point, and Jermaine Asako, the experienced one, finishes it off. And number two, well, I thought it was one of the highlights of Magic Round. We heard about it earlier on, and it was the young right winger for the Brisbane Broncos, Selwyn Cobbo.
The last play, Walker.
It's one of the great sights when one of your teammates, you're defending your trial line and all of a sudden you see one of your teammates in the distance and no one is going to catch them. Ryan Girdle was an intercept specialist and it's always a great sight. I'm sure it's a great sight for the Broncos.
Yes, and number one in the Kia top seven, we've already spoken about it. It's been mentioned as perhaps the pass of the century. Murray Taulagi did this.
Drinkwater Holmes, now to Alungi for the corner, covers there, Hastings, great tackle, he's kept the ball back on the inside, Drinkwater backing up, I have no idea how Murray Taulagi was able to get the ball back on the inside to Scott Drinkwater for the first try of the game.
What was interesting is that Jackson Hastings did a great job, he actually picked him up, ran him in the in goal, across the in goal sideline.
Yeah.
So Jackson Hastings' feet were on the ground. Taulagi was still being held
somehow
up by Hastings.
Taulagi, yeah, got it back
in. So wouldn't Taulagi be an extension of... No, he wouldn't be. Would
no,
he?
his feet never touched the ground.
But I thought with Hastings touching the ground, maybe it might be an extension of him.
I like how you think it's that, but no, it was an absolute
ripper. It's a great moment. Yeah, great moment for Kia top seven. This is Sports Day for the all-electric Kia EV6 Wheels Car of the Year.
Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6, Wheels Car of the Year.
Yeah, welcome back to Sports Day. And, of course, at the top of the show, we talked about the sorrow and the devastation about losing Andrew Symons. And everyone woke up Sunday morning to read that news. And there's been a lot of reflection from former teammates and those that are also part of the commentary team with Andrew Symons. Ian Healy, who was a teammate of Andrew Symons, not only at Sheffield Shield level for Queensland, but also at the end of Hills' international career, the start of Andrew Symons as well. And earlier on this morning, he caught up with a couple of our stable mates, Andrew Voss and Greg Alexander.
Well, devastating news that we learnt yesterday morning, yet another great of the world of cricket, not just Australian cricket, Andrew Symons, known throughout the cricketing world, passing away age 46 after that road accident outside of Townsville, single vehicle crash. We often get Ian Healy on the program, and normally it's to talk all matters cricket, but more recently it's been to talk about great tragedy in cricket with the passing of the likes of Rod Marsh, Shane Warne, and now Andrew Symons. Ian, appreciate your time as always. Like everyone, you must be in shock at the passing of the man that everyone knew as Roy.
Yes, Vossie, it's just another one where we can't really believe it. You know, he's only just like the other two, and then Dino on top of Rod and Warney, always in your phone, always a phone call away. And Roy regularly or irregularly would drop into Brisbane and, you know, plead with us to come and catch up, even though he never rung us back on his phone for about 4 months. And then always turn up to Bulls Masters trips. He was very committed to the cause of furthering regional talent.
He was an incredible all-rounder, Heels. He was a very talented cricket player. He's one of the best fielders we've ever seen. Could score runs quickly, could fill in with the bowling, whether it was his spin or a bit of medium pace. But he was also a very popular teammate, wasn't he? The blokes that played with him loved him.
Absolutely loved him, right? So right from the word go. As a young bloke, extremely talented, but taking the next step to first-class level wasn't easy for him. Talent only lasts a couple of years before it needs to be performance. And he had to work very, very hard. And he put in so much extra time, whether it was on his bowling, his batting, and definitely in the field. It didn't come easy for him, and it wasn't just talent. There was some real work ethic in Roy. And then he sort of just was getting the hang of it. He'd won back-to-back World Cups in 03 and 07, played 200 one day. So that part of his game was right. 26 tests, he was just getting the hang of it, and it was finished. So a little premature for my liking, but he was fun and he was funny. And, he was a cult figure in Australia, and he was like that in the team as well.
To highlight the ability in one clip that's been shown many times in the last 24 hours, the century at the MCG, and the fact that Matthew Hayden was at the other end, I mean, that's truly a great moment in Australian cricket, what happened there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I haven't seen any clips on TV. I didn't have the TVs on other than the footy from a distance yesterday, but that's his highlights packages and reels that have been showed all day yesterday. I bet they're amazing. He was sitting in the dressing room after that day's play, and he looked at Haydos and he said, hey, brother, what's that red stuff on your forehead? And Haydos said, that's when you smashed my helmet into my forehead, you idiot. And it was Roy that caused it when he jumped up on Haydos and his helmet, everything smashed on his forward and cut him. So, and Roy had no idea. He was just so excited and so strong. He was dead set like a footballer. You guys can sort of clip someone in the back of the head and a normal person might fall over. But Roy was like that. He was really strong and so energetic.
And off the field, Heels, and I came across him a number of times in his duties for Fox Sports Cricket. Very laid back, easygoing bloke, loved his league, like loved it. And, I know he was a big Broncos fan, loved his fishing, but I had the chance to play against Roy in a charity match in rugby league, and boy, he took it serious.
Yeah, well, I think he got criticised for that, didn't he? He tackled someone a little bit too hard and
was
a bit
all right.
Too willing.
Yeah.
He really loved his league. Very proud Queenslander. And he probably moved a little bit from the Bronx maybe to the Cowboys, being such a staunch and protector of North Queensland as well as Queensland. Mm. Very proud man and engaged. Engaged in a lot of things, whether it be cricket. Love cricket. Kerry O'Keefe's tweeted, he was there, Foxtel's Ted Lasso, and I reckon that's perfect. Ted was always a positive type, and it's just Roy could break it down. He wasn't great at breaking it down to such simplicity when he played, but as a commentator, it just sort of said, you've got to keep it really simple now. This bloke's got to do that. That bloke's got to do that, and they'll get it done, and that's Ted
great
Lasso.
Words,
so I reckon it's a good thing.
Yeah, great words, Heels. We really appreciate your time coming to the program. Again, apologies, it has to be in these circumstances, but all today, everyone remembers Andrew Symons and our love and support to his wife, Laura, and the kids, Chloe and Billy. Heels, thanks for your time.
You're welcome, fellas. Bye.
Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6, Wheels Car of the Year. On Sports Day, time for a Racing Queensland update. Queensland is your place to race this year.
Certainly is, and this man has been in great form. What are you doing? What are you looking at me like that for?
Oh, no reason. What are you? Keep going.
You two look dodgy today, sitting on top of each other.
Mm. Well, not on top.
Well, you're literally on his lap.
We're holding hands, all right? It's one of those days.
I wanted to jump in. Sats. I
tender today.
Who is?
We are.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hey, the reason I've jumped in, because Sats was about to say something, I thought, no, I'm going here because
you're
this bloke...
too busy for us.
Well, this bloke was crap at his tips again on the weekend, and I just wanted to jump in. Although he did pick the winner of the Eagle Farm 10,000. He did that.
I did.
Chris Nelson joining us now. Nelson, mate, you would have been brave putting out tips on the weekend around southeast Queensland. The conditions were horrible, mate.
Yeah, they were. And that's the excuse I'm going to use too, Jase. It was just... It was terrible. I couldn't even see the tips that I'd backed on the TV when I was watching them. I don't know where they were in the run. So anyway, I felt for the jockeys. It was very, very tough conditions. A lot of them came back covered in mud. There was a lot of kickback. So I don't know what we do with the form out of that meeting going forward, but we'll just have to see what happens. And look, this week we're off to Doomben. This time, no change of venue this week. We will be racing at Doomben for the Doomben Cup. But looking at the weather forecast later in the week, it's not looking great again. So we'll have to do form for wet tracks once again, guys.
Now, was it a bookies day or bookies weekend, I should say, Chris?
I don't know. And probably if you found a couple of winners, you would have done okay. Sats. No, there was no real long shots got up. There was a couple of favourites that won and horses around, you know, between $7 and $10, that sort of thing. And there wasn't big margins generally throughout the day. So I think the horses that handled the conditions best and sort of had the better runs generally were the ones that won. If you're back in the field, it was very hard to make up ground. There weren't too many horses that made ground down the straight at Eagle Farm on Saturday.
But they did the right thing by going to Eagle Farm and things are starting to look a bit better. Is Eagle Farm coming up again this week or are we back to Doomben?
No, we're back to Doomben for the Doomben Cup badge. So,
of course.
As I said, there'll be no change of
the Doomben
no
Cup at Doomben
this week.
That's weird.
Yes, that's right.
It's at Eagle Farm.
No, it won't be. It will not be.
Right, yeah.
It will not be. Well, that have been four straight weeks at Eagle Farm, and I don't think that's what we want. So hopefully the weather can do the right thing, and that rain will just disappear towards the end of the week. Fingers crossed.
Are we racing on any dry tracks this week?
Yeah, we'll race on the Poly track at the Sunshine Coast on Wednesday afternoon. That's going to be reasonably dry. That's an Ipswich meeting that's already been transferred. That was transferred last night, Sunday night. So the Ipswich meeting Wednesday is on the Poly. We tomorrow race at Toowoomba. That'll be quite wet because the races were called off there on Saturday night after about four races due to the weather. So that'll be rain affected there. We go to Rockhampton on Thursday. That could be okay. Haven't had a lot of rain up that way, I don't think. Saturday, of course, Doomben, as I mentioned. Group 1 Doomben Cup. The Roses at Group 2 level for the fillies heading towards the Oaks. The Group 3 BRC Sprint and the Pam O'Neill, plus another three listed races. And we also race on the Gold Coast. And we also race at Toowoomba, of course. So big weekend, all highlighted by the big meeting at Doomben on Saturday.
Rightio, the TAB Queensland Racing Carnival featuring Stradbroke season is where champions emerge. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Take care, Nelson. We'll chat Wednesday, won't we? Or is it tomorrow? I've forgotten.
No, we'll chat tomorrow.
Rightio.
Tomorrow, you'd see. You've been out of it for so long. It's tomorrow.
All right. We'll catch you then.
Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6. Wheels Car of the Year. It's time for the last blast on Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Fair bit's happened over the last 3 days, over the weekend, so let's wrap it all up. Before we do that, Queensland's Premier Rugby League competition, the Host Plus Cup, is back, bigger and better than ever in 2022. Some surprising leaders when you look at the ladder of the Host Plus Cup this year in 2022. Now, Badge, Peter Volandis, he admits that he likes the idea of a joint bid for an 18th NRL team between the North Sydney Bears, who have been trying to get in the competition for many years, and Greg Florimo has been a real driver of that, and the Western Australian bid as well.
Yes. The West Australian Bears, the Perth Bears, whatever they're going
to
be called.
It's got a ring to it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd go there before New Zealand.
They just want to get back in the comp in some way, shape or form. I told you I actually saw a genuine North Sydney Bears jersey.
So did I on Saturday.
Gary Larson with his number 12 on. It was him.
He's wearing his own jersey. How good is that?
On Friday afternoon. Well, no, Saturday morning or lunchtime, I was getting dropped off back in my hotel before I went to the ground, and he was walking up the street with a bunch of mates. And I yelled out, but he was too far gone. I think he's hard of hearing now, Lowry. But, yeah, he had his number 12, and that's got to be him. And he's got the big Bowie left leg, and that's definitely Gary Larson.
Well, it's still fitting because he still looks fit, doesn't he?
He does. So they'd love to be the 18th team. Whether it's going to be a team from Perth or not, I guess, is the first
decision. I wouldn't go
to
New Zealand because the current Warriors team, one, they have won a premiership, and two...
Is it just going to water down what they're trying to do?
Exactly.
Then, isn't it?
I don't mind the idea of Perth if that's what they really want to do. I think you leave AFL to AFL, but if that's what they want to do because it's from the times of viewing audiences. But the good part about the Bears, if it is... that's the way that they looked, is that you've already got a ready-made fan base in southeast Queensland.
Yes.
And Sydney.
And,
yeah.
You know, we sort of, people said, let's leave AFL to the AFL many years ago before the Melbourne Storm come in. And what have they done? They've been amazing.
Yeah, they have. They have.
20-something years.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, golf champion Wayne Grady badge, we both know. My father has known Wayne Grady for a number of years. You've known Wayne Grady for a number of years yourself.
Yeah.
He's unloaded on his former friend and teammate, Greg Norman.
Yeah. He basically says he's accused the Shark of trying to take down the PGA Tour for... he's been doing it for a long time, he reckons, for 30 years. And he did also say, and we should all note this, stop calling it the PGA. It's the PGA Tour.
Yep.
Which was a little, you know, obviously a little annoying point for Grades. But, he doesn't hold back on the Shark, and we've heard him say a few things in the past, but hard to disagree.
I mean,
for what other reason is he doing it other than either take down the PGA Tour or for greed? I don't know.
I don't think it'd be to take down PGA Tour. I think it's more about greed.
Yeah, well, they're saying that. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. And in football news, Liverpool over the weekend, they lifted the FA Cup for the first time in 16 years.
How was Jack Sattler?
He sent me a picture last night of Jurgen Klopp, their manager, sitting in business class on their private plane coming home with the cup, like cradling the cup like it was a baby. But this is some of the scenes.
Tsimikas for Liverpool. And wins it for Liverpool.
Yeah, it was...
what was the score?
They struggled, Chelsea. It was...
Penalty shootout. It went to... overtime, 120 minutes.
Yeah.
And
what was the score?
The first penalty shootout.
What was the score at full time?
Was even. Was zero.
No, zero. Nil all. And Mahe kicked the winning penalty goal.
Wow.
Both goalies had saved a goal as well. So it was quite a boring game, to be quite honest. But
anyway,
a great finish.
In the women's, a bit more exciting, it sounds like. And Chelsea did have a win in that one, because and Sam Kerr again, two more goals. They won 3-2.
One of them
over
was a
Manchester
classic.
City.
Yeah,
once you killed a Pilford from a teammate that looked like it was going to go in anyway. But the other one, she's amazing, isn't she?
Yeah, there's a fair bit over the weekend. If you were at Magic Round over the weekend, hope you enjoyed it. And I think if you haven't been to Magic Round, do yourself a favour, try and get there for 2023 badge. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, this is Sports Day for the all electric Kia EV6 Wheels Car of the Year.